Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Well, that was a very interesting first hour, Scott. Chaotic, but people that had an awful lot of things going today, and including Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder, who wanted to be with us and will be a little bit later. We've talked to both of them within the last 6 days on this show, and they both gave their speeches today for the Michigan Sandbox Party Convention at Breslin Center, but unable to join us, and we tried to get them to tape something and before they actually had other obligations, but just didn't work out. Rick Snyder, obviously, getting together with Brian Calley, state representative from Portland, and they have a big event tonight in Ann Arbor. And Virge Bernero was in a couple of meetings and thought he could poke his head out, but we will get them both on within the next couple of days, and we'll ask them some questions about education. We will begin to put a spotlight on specific issues, and we've given this kind of a broad brush. I think we're about ready in the last couple months of this campaign to take specific topics and maybe find out a little bit more depth about the issues, positions, and beliefs regarding education, regarding higher education, regarding corrections and social services and the budget, and, of course, business and jobs. These are all very, very important topics. We're going to be joined in just a couple minutes, I believe, by Mark Hollis, MSU Director of Athletics. Got a text from him just a few minutes ago and said that he would be off the 18th hole. He is playing a lot of golf, and he's at Tullymore in Stanwood. If you're a golfer, if you've ever been up in that way, you know just how beautiful it is. It's described as heaven in the Palm of Michigan, and it is pretty much between Grand Rapids and Mount Pleasant. So I don't know if Mark is getting cell phone service up there. I know how difficult that can be in certain areas of the state as well. So we hope to talk with him in just a couple of minutes, and want to talk with him about Michigan State's basketball schedule, among other things. We do have some information here, and want to get our sports segment in before we were joined by Nicole Sclafani and Ken Glickman to talk entertainment. Scott, Michigan State naming football captains today. No surprise whatsoever that Kirk Cousins and Greg Jones would be named. They are repeat captains, and Kirk Cousins has a chance to have a very, very rare honor at Michigan State and has to be a three-time captain. You know, you just got a couple of guys who have achieved that. You go back to the Bob Carey days. But Aaron Bates, the punter, also named a captain. And he is the first kicker, exclusively a kicker, to be named as a captain for Michigan State. So that is something that is certainly a tremendous credit to him. And he happens to be Kirk Cousins' roommate. So Michigan State's also going to have a fourth captain on a game-by-game basis that Mark D'Antonio will select during game week. We have found Mark Hollis. He has completed his record-setting round at Tullymore. Michigan State Director of Athletics joins us. Hello, Mark.
How are you doing, Jack? Good afternoon, and good talking to you.
Well, I want to talk to you about PNC, first of all. We just spoke about PNC Bank in terms of the Sandbox Party Convention and a tremendous commitment that PNC has made to early childhood investment. Sounds like they're also very much involved with an investment in Michigan State athletics.
It really is, and it's you know, it's a bank that I've been familiar with, having lived in Pittsburgh for a while. They're a great Midwestern group where their marketing offices are out of Cleveland, of all places. And we're very fortunate to have them on board. Their support, they're gaining much visibility across the state of Michigan, and we're very proud to have them on board with us.
All right, now what is this going to mean in terms of Spartan Stadium, Breslin Center, Mount Ice Arena, and being the official bank of MSU athletics means what?
Well, it's basically a title sponsor with the athletic department. We also have a great relationship with the MSU Federal Credit Union. but kind of different marketplaces, and they've come in and basically replaced what we've had in the past with LaSalle or other banks that've had a relationship with us. PNC is very progressive, very much fits the framework with what we're trying to do. So it's a partnership where they're going to provide resources to the department in order that we can meet our payments at the end of the day, but also it's an opportunity for PNC coming into the state to get some much-needed recognition to support their banking.
Always good to have a friendly banker around.
Really is.
And we know that there are certain naming possibilities that may not have been determined yet, but we knew that the LaSalle Club in the stadium, and that has been, of course, renamed. But would you expect PNC to take that kind of a visible role at some point?
I think it's going to be more of a presented by role that they would have. The Spartan Club name has pretty much been branded, and I think the presented by is something that would be done with any type of a corporate partnership there. The original one was a longer-term deal. It was something that we had anticipated going for quite some time due to you look way back to the Michigan National Bank days where Hannah and Mr. Stoddard kind of built those two back in the 60s together.
Right.
And, the banking world has changed so much, and as banks get sold and resold and become more global than a state of Michigan bank, we were looking for an opportunity where we had a partner that was really entrenched in the state of Michigan, and PNC basically just fell right into that role and is a perfect relationship for us.
MSU Director of Athletics Mark Hollis, our guest on Ebling and You. Mark, here we are 9 days away from the start of the football season. Everyone very, very excited about Michigan State's prospects this year. But the basketball schedule announced today, and Tom Izzo doesn't change much. he's determined to keep pounding his head against this wall, and I, for one, am very, very glad he's doing it. I think that whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, it's another another great opportunity for us, and we're going basically coast to beyond the coast this year with the Maui tournament, and it's again going to be one of those stellar tournaments. So it's a great opportunity for us, but it's also going into New York and playing Syracuse is one of those special moments. Play at Madison Square Garden, and if you ever play the sport of basketball, to have the opportunity to go in there and play is a great, great treat. You throw in a couple other key games, including the one down at Duke that's going to be a pretty big focus, and it's going to be another heck of a year. He always, he always looks forward to these games before tip-off, and then once we get going, he always says, "Why did I do that?" But I don't think he'd want to have it any other way for the kids. People come to play at Michigan State to play that kind of schedule and to have that kind of test. I think we've learned a little bit kind of focus on what do you put in between those games so
right,
that you can
right.
have the highs and lows and be able to regroup the team and basically focus them into the Big Ten season so
sure.
that you're not burned out by that time and then the incredible run that he always has during the tournament.
Well, you want to have teaching moments and opportunities for younger players to get some playing time too, so you can't have 10 of these games, but I don't know anyone else in the country who has 5 of them, and Michigan State
yeah.
seems to do that every year. I guess when you talk about Duke, Syracuse, Texas, Kentucky,
they
and
really
Connecticut,
do, yeah. They do, and then you look at what you have to face in the Big
right.
Ten Conference itself, and it's that's quite a haul, and it's having 18 games is attractive. I think so many people look at it and go, why don't you play more Big Ten games, whether you're talking football or basketball?
Right.
And you really have to temper that with what's going on the national basis, because you want to win a Big Ten championship, but you also want to be successful on a national basis. So if you have other conferences that are playing 14 or 16 conference games and you're beating yourself up with 18 or 20, it's really going to put you in a situation when the folks sit in the war room selecting teams, seeding teams, and if you end up a 6 because of a 3 because of the type of scheduling you do, it can come back and bite you. But it's I think we've got a pretty good schedule put together this year. We've got a great team, and we're looking forward to the basketball season, but we've got a few football games to play before that.
Mark, everyone is curious how the Big Ten is going to look with Nebraska the newest member, and I think that's an excellent addition. But in terms of the divisional alignment, I've heard so many different ideas, and some of them just strike me as pure lunacy. I don't understand some of the projected splits, and I guess I'm curious as to what your preferred format would be for these 12 teams.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're spending our time on it. We're going through, the athletic directors are going through all the different scenarios, and it's quite a bit of a jigsaw puzzle. And, you know, I think if you sit and you go through the process without really looking at every different angle, you can kind of get lost. But it's a process where we've looked at rivalry games.
Yeah.
We've looked at balance in divisions. We've looked some at the geography.
Yeah.
And every time you change something, there's five other things that change that you sometimes don't expect. So,
yeah.
You know, we're taking the premise of looking at two divisions that are very well balanced, and that was kind of the forefront. And then we just went through it. You know, and you sit in those meetings, and you've got Barry Alvarez, and you've got
right.
you know
some strong personalities in
there. Some strong personalities.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Michigan State's held its own, and we feel very good with where we're at, and you know, we look forward to bringing this to a conclusion, partially because, you know, Nebraska's coming in 2011, and we're all sitting right now without a schedule before us, and there's so much planning that goes into place that, you know, we're looking to get this expedited by early September at the latest, and, you know, I feel very comfortable with where things are, looking at it from both a Michigan State perspective and a Big Ten Conference perspective.
Would you expect Michigan State and Michigan to be in different divisions?
I'm very comfortable with where we're at right now. I'm just, you know, I don't want to be in a position to really comment where the alignments are. I think there's, you know, still a little bit of work to do, and I think it's premature for any AD to really speculate who's going to be on what side. But it's, you know, I've been involved in the conversations heavily, and you know, I'm looking out for Michigan State's best
right.
interest, one, and the Big Ten, two, and like I said, I feel very good where we're at.
Well, you know, you can talk about geography, and anyone with a map can figure that out. You talk about rivalries, and I think there's a way to protect 6 year-end rivalries and keep them very, very competitive for the long haul, and to try to project competitive balance. I don't know anyone who's smart enough to do that, because 10 years ago, we certainly wouldn't have seen what we've seen with Iowa, Wisconsin, or Michigan. So.
Right. And I also think you want to look at, you know, you want to create some exciting scenarios for fans and
right.
have that available to fans throughout the season. So it's a great opportunity for us to look at everything. And I guarantee you every athletic director is putting every ounce of energy they can into what fits best for their school, what fits best for the mm-hmm. league. And we've been extremely cooperative in the process. It's been a, you know, a great experience to go through with my counterparts at the other 11 schools.
Mark Hollis, Michigan State University Director of Athletics. Mark, we'll see you on September 4th.
All right, Jack. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Nicole Sclafani of LCC TV, Lansing Lowdown, up next.